Continuing high school basketball coverage on KNIA, going back to the girls basketball game. Indianola survives Oskaloosa in overtime 42-40. Joined by head coach Jeff Jansen and coach holding home court in Little Hawkeye Conference play, and you advance to 2-0. Wasn't easy, but you get there through some clutch play late.
Absolutely. You know, pretty wins are out the door, and who really cares at this point? I'll be honest with you, as, you know, a really nice Oskaloosa team came in. Looking at the stats is going to be really interesting because it was a tale of two halves. It was a tale of bounces there. You don't win too many games when you score less than 10 points in three of the four quarters, but we were able to get it done tonight and extremely proud of our girls.
It's kind of a blessing and a curse. Foster picks up two fouls early on, and obviously she's an incredibly talented player, but that also throws the game plan away for Indianola and kind of had to adjust on the fly. So I think you take it, but obviously it had some adjusting in the first half, and Indianola was able to get a big lead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of my last challenges before the game started was, can Oskaloosa win if Foster doesn't score 20 points? And obviously, we foul trouble helped us out tremendously, and being able to double team and limit how many O boards she got when she was able to play significant minutes in the second half. But last night's game, preparing them for today, there were some hiccups for sure, but sometimes you have to throw that game plan out of the window when things happen, and again, I'm proud of how our girls responded from that.
Sometimes it's hard to see what works and what doesn't on film, and I think you can point to the double team, especially with the Dana Blake front. When the defense is late, it's an easy layup. When they're not, it's generally a tougher shot or a pass. And I think you can really point to that. It was very apparent in tonight's game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, looking at our offensive numbers is where a lot of our focus is at. But we need to make sure that we are picking our girls up in the sense that our defense has been keeping us in games. Our defense was good enough to win last night. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And fortunately, tonight we were able to get enough stops. And, that half court didn't go in before the buzzer. So that, a lot to learn and a lot to recover from this week with back-to-back games in less than 12 hours.
Hasn't been easy, I think, from the field for Lauren Olson. Just kind of hasn't found the groove of her shot very much yet this season. But she scores all 7 points for Indianola in the fourth quarter to help force overtime. And then Dana Blake, the only 4 points in overtime. And in the lane against Foster, which is probably not the easiest place to score.
Yeah, absolutely, it's not. And again, she's had a great high school career, deflecting so many shots and changing a lot of shots inside the lane. And so to have those two especially have great bounce back nights. You know, again, Lauren is still finding her rhythm. She's worked tremendously hard to get back to this point and continues to be a great distributor of the basketball and kind of figuring out her role on this team as someone had to sit out the last 19 games of the year last year. So, again, really proud of her. Dana, what a tremendous opportunity and what a tremendous overtime for her to seize the moment, not shy away, and make two great moves to score 4 points in overtime. She's been our most consistent player throughout this whole season and a great leader for us, and tremendously proud of her.
Got to go back to the turnovers. Just too many for Indianola, and I know you know that already, but some of the things you can do to help clean those up, because, again, I think we talked about it on the broadcast, some of them you're not necessarily okay with, but you'll accept being too aggressive, maybe losing the ball, trying to force a pass in somewhere. But then there's the self-inflicted, some of the travels, some of the miscommunications, those type of things.
You know, one thing the girls said, they do a great job reflecting it at halftime. They do a great job reflecting after the games. And one of the points was basketball IQ. And for them to be aware of that is a positive. And, you know, I think we talked about this last time, Andrew, that we have a lot of girls that are multi-sport athletes. And it's my job to put them in more situations in practice to get more of those basketball reps, to get more of those situations where, hey, things aren't always going to go our way, but how do we respond to them? And also, too, how do we recognize where we have an advantage and where we don't have an advantage? And so how do we do that in a constructive way, too, right? It's easy to clip up plays and send it in huddle. It's a couple clicks of a button, but how much teaching is going involved in with that? And I know from a coaching staff standpoint, Coach Hine, Coach Hackett, and Coach Naylor are doing a tremendous job communicating to our girls. Now we just need to do that more. We need to make sure that, the teaching's at a better level here heading into the rest of December and into January.
Two games in 2 days. You get to take a week off, and it's going to be a tough one next week with one of the teams that's playing the best in the entire state. How do you want to approach the rivalry contest next Friday?
Yeah, you know, North Polk on Thursday night, and Norwalk on Friday. Yeah, no.
When I'm not there, hey, games do happen sometimes.
No, you know, that's a grueling stretch here for sure at the end of our December. But, you know, thinking of how we were 12 months ago, excuse me, and where we're at now, I know our girls will be prepared. We're going to focus on us. What do we do well? What do we need to keep working on? Those are two tremendous teams that we have to play against at the end of next week, and we have a lot of respect for them, for their coaching staffs and their players, and good for them for having the tremendous start and tremendous talent. But we're excited to focus on us early next week and keep conditioning. Our girls is awesome. Over Thanksgiving break, they're asking for more conditioning. Let's get up and down more, and we're going to keep doing that and keep working on those little things.
Back-to-back weeks, you catch me on that. And you think it would help. I have the schedule right in front of me. But either way, thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week.
No problem, Andrew. Thank you.